Hyperliquid open interest jumps 32% as TradFi perps pass Bitcoin. Open interest in Hyperliquid's HYPE futures climbed about 32% over the past week to roughly $3 billion, according to data cited by Cointelegraph on June 17, 2026. The token traded near $75 at the time, just below the $76.90 all-time high it set earlier in the week and up about 44% over 5 days. The more structural number sits one layer down. Open interest in the stock and index perpetuals listed on Hyperliquid reached $2.9 billion, edging past the roughly $2 billion of open interest in Bitcoin contracts on the same venue. A decentralized exchange now carries more open risk in tokenized traditional market perps than in Bitcoin. That is the part of this move worth slowing down for. Stock perps overtake Bitcoin on the venue Hyperliquid's TradFi perpetuals cover S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, crude oil, gold, silver, and single names, including SpaceX, Micron, and Google. Those contracts collectively holding $2.9 billion in open interest against about $2 billion for Bitcoin marks the point where the venue's traders are putting more capital behind index and equity exposure than behind its largest crypto market. This follows directly from the venue's HIPPY 3 framework, which pushed stocks and S&P 500 perps on-chain. The earlier story was the listing mechanism. This is the demand showing up against it. Hyperliquid's share of the decentralized perpetuals market sat near 53% as the open interest built. So the shift is not a fringe pocket of activity. It is happening on the dominant on-chain derivatives book. The reason this matters beyond Hyperliquid, an on-chain venue clearing real index and equity risk, is a different proposition than a crypto-only DEX. It puts a self-custodied, permissionless order book in competition with the products that traditional brokerages gate behind accounts and jurisdictions. For traders who already prefer to spend and hold from their own wallet, the ability to take S&P or gold exposure in the same non-custodial environment removes a reason to keep a separate brokerage relationship. A rally the derivatives market is not fully backing the price chart, and the positioning data disagree, and that disagreement is the cleanest signal here. HYPE's perpetual funding rate sat below the 6% neutral threshold, even as the token ran 44% in 5 days. Funding that low during a sharp rally points to weak demand for leveraged longs. Traders are not aggressively paying to be positioned for more upside. Short sellers, meanwhile, kept adding to positions despite losing money as the price climbed. That combination, a fast spot-led move with muted long funding and stubborn shorts, is the setup for a squeeze if the shorts capitulate, and equally the setup for a sharp unwind if spot buyers step back and the rally was never confirmed by derivatives demand. Neither outcome is guaranteed. The point is that the 32% open interest jump reflects two-sided positioning and rising contention, not a one-directional pile-in. This is speculative read on positioning, not financial advice. Supply valuation and the ETF backdrop, HYPE has about 253.41 million tokens in circulation against a maximum supply of 953.92 million, which puts its fully diluted valuation near $71.3 billion. That gap between circulating and max supply is the standard caveat on any HYPE valuation. Fully diluted figures assume tokens that are not yet liquid. The token also already trades inside U.S.-listed wrappers. Spot HYPE products have gathered about $208 million in assets since launch, part of the same institutional interest covered when U.S. spot HYPE ETFs pulled $161 in their first month. Open interest surging on the underlying while regulated U.S. funds accumulate the spot token is a feedback loop worth watching. ETF demand pulls supply into custody, and active OI on Hyperliquid sets the price those funds mark against. Broader sentiment did not share the enthusiasm. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index read 24 in fear on June 17, 2026, with Bitcoin near $65,788, down 0.3% on the day, but up 7.1% over the week. HYPE running to a new high while the index sits in fear repeats the pattern from its ETF inflows. This asset has been moving on venue-specific momentum rather than on the market's overall mood.